Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you today. We're going to talk about the 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity that are now reverberating through our chakra system and our spines in new ways that we haven't experienced in the past. Over the past several years, we've been going through physical transformation. We're actually being transformed from planetary carbon-based human beings into crystalline-based higher frequency solar light beings. I know that that may sound a little bit far out, but this is a natural process that's taking place as we move into higher and higher frequencies of vibration. Our third dimensional spine that we're very familiar with our seven major chakras and the meridians that go off of those chakras, have been raised into the vibration of our fourth dimensional solar spine with our 12 chakras. Now, through a process of accelerated vibration through all of us, we have now moved even higher into our fifth dimensional solar spine with 12 chakras. And the energy flows through our fifth dimensional solar spine in ways that we haven't experienced in the past. So we're going to talk about that today and how we can utilize these energies. This is really a time of new beginnings, a time when we're releasing and letting go of everything that no longer supports our highest good. And these high frequencies of energy, the gift of God's 12 solar aspects of deity, are a very powerful tool that each and every one of us can use. This fifth-dimensional solar spine with our 12 chakras is raising the vibration of our bodies and causing some sensations that are often confusing and sometimes worrisome. As we learn how to utilize these frequencies of divine light, our comfort level will greatly increase and our inner peace will expand without limit. So as you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we are co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which this magnificent light from the heart of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. Through this program, we function in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field of light by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life. And we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. I'm going to be sharing with you today life-transforming information that's been given to us from on high, the company of heaven. But I do not want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Please listen to this information as food for thought. Take it into the divinity of your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in improving the quality of your own life. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that we are one, and all life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. And as this love of God that is flowing through you into every heart flame lifts you up, it is lifting all life up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding, as well as powerful tools that we can utilize as we progress through these wondrous, but sometimes extremely challenging times on Earth. Remember, the past is over, and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind, and be here now. As we begin our special time together today, I'd like for you to join with me in a very powerful and special opening meditation. This gift of life has been given to us by beloved Mother Mary, and the intent of this visualization is to help each of us raise the vibration of our four earthly bodies, our physical body, our etheric body, our mental body, and our emotional body. So with this meditation, we're going to raise up our four lower bodies, as well as the four bodies of Mother Earth, the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata for this planet. That will prepare all of us to receive these new fifth-dimensional solar energies from the solar aspects of deity through our newly activated fifth-dimensional solar spine in very powerful and effective ways. I'm going to state this meditation in the first person so that each of us will experience it very personally. So follow me through it with the full power of your attention. But know that as this light flows through you, we are each serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. And through the I Am presence, the divinity of every man, woman, and child on this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment at this time, will take dominion of these four lower bodies and allow this healing light to flow through them in perfect alignment with their individual divine plans and their highest good. So please breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention, and be here now. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed, and my spine is as straight as possible. As I breathe in deeply, I instantly relax and enter the frequencies of eternal peace. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and I focus my attention on the flame of divinity pulsating in my heart. I breathe in deeply again, and I am filled with the love and the harmony of my Father, Mother, God. As the love of God flows through my heart flame, into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child, the vibration of every electron within our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies is being accelerated. I feel myself being lifted into the embrace of my mighty I Am presence, my true God reality. And as I am lifted up, all humanity is being lifted up into the full embrace of their I Am presence as well. I now experience myself fully present in the realms of infinite light, the pure land of boundless splendor and supreme harmony. I absorb the wonder of this octave of light, and I realize that I have the ability to reestablish the divine blueprint, the immaculate concept, within all four of my earthly bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional. I choose to re-energize each vehicle until the pulsating force of my I Am presence and my solar light body are secured within that vehicle. I breathe in deeply again, and suddenly I realize that I am standing before a magnificent crystalline temple of healing. This temple is pulsating in the realms of God's infinite perfection. I am enveloped in the radiance and the light of this sacred temple, and I feel an overwhelming sense of peace and divine love pulsating through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of my four earthly bodies. There is a radiant being of light that is beckoning me toward the temple. And in deep wonder and gratitude, I ascend the crystalline staircase of the healing temple. The radiant being opens the massive golden doors and escorts me into the temple. As I pass through the alabaster hallways, I enter a majestic flame room that is in the center of the temple. I look around and I notice that at each of the four cardinal points of this flame room, there is a chamber representing one of humanity's four earthly bodies. In the center of the temple is a flame room. And within this magnificent flame room, there is an enormous crystalline lotus blossom. Blazing within the center of the lotus blossom is the flame of the Immaculate Concept. This is a Madonna blue flame with a white radiance. It contains the Immaculate Concept, the highest divine potential, the template, the archetype for every vehicle belonging to the evolutions of this planet. The being of light beckons me, and I enter the lotus blossom and stand within the scintillating essence of the flame of the Immaculate Concept. As this sacred fire envelops my earthly bodies, the vibration is being accelerated. Now I experience the luminous presence of beloved Mother Mary standing before me. In the cosmic tones of her celestial voice, she invokes the most intensified frequencies of healing light that humanity can withstand at this time. This multidimensional and multifaceted frequency of sacred fire pours forth from the very core of creation as a mighty pillar of light. This healing light passes through all dimensions and pulsating with all of the divine qualities of the fifth dimensional solar aspects of deity. As it enters the physical atmosphere of Earth, the pillar of light enters my crown chakra and passes through my four earthly bodies, accelerating my fifth dimensional solar spine and my fifth dimensional 12 solar chakras. This healing light is anchored within the flame of the Immaculate Concept, and from there it expands out to the chambers at the four cardinal points. Mother Mary holds the sacred space for me and asks me to consciously project my emotional body and all of my feelings from all time frames and dimensions into the chamber at the cardinal point to the east. The healing light within this chamber blazes in through and around my emotional body, transmuting and healing every trace of imbalance or imperfection that is recorded in this vehicle. My I Am presence now projects the Immaculate Concept, the divine blueprint of my emotional body through this vehicle, and it begins pulsating as a light pattern. My emotional body is instantly transfigured into the limitless perfection of my solar light body. This is the highest frequency of perfection for my emotional body. Now, under the direction of Beloved Mother Mary, I consciously project my mental body and all of my thoughts from all time frames and dimensions into the cardinal point at the west. The healing light there now blazes in through and around my mental body, transmuting and healing every trace of imbalance or imperfection that is recorded within this vehicle. My I Am presence now projects the immaculate concept of my mental body through this vehicle, and this pattern of perfection begins pulsating as a light pattern. My mental body is instantly transfigured into the infinite perfection of my mental solar light body. As Mother Mary continues to hold the sacred space for me, I consciously project my etheric body and all of my memories and records from all time frames and dimensions into the chamber at the cardinal point to the north. The healing light within this chamber blazes in through and around my etheric body, transmuting and healing every trace of imbalance or imperfection. My I Am presence now projects the immaculate concept for my etheric body through this vehicle, and it begins pulsating as a light pattern of infinite perfection. My etheric body is instantly transfigured into the infinite perfection of my etheric solar light body. Now, under Mother Mary's direction, I consciously project my physical body, every atom, cell, gland, organ, and function, reflecting all time frames and all dimensions, into the chamber at the cardinal point to the south. The healing light within this chamber blazes in through and around this vehicle, and my physical body is transmuted and healed. Every trace of imbalance or imperfection is transformed into God's infinite light. My I Am presence now projects the immaculate concept of my physical body through this vehicle, and it begins pulsating as a pattern of infinite light. My physical body is instantly transfigured into the infinite perfection of my physical solar light body. With the purging and healing process complete, Mother Mary now sounds a cosmic tone, and my I Am presence magnetizes my purified, balanced, transfigured vehicles back into the flame of the Immaculate Concept within the center of this magnificent temple in the crystalline lotus blossom. One by one, my earthly bodies are brought into perfect alignment with my solar light bodies. First my physical body, then my etheric body, then my mental body, and finally my emotional body. My physical bodies are now integrating at an atomic cellular level with my solar light bodies of infinite perfection. And day by day, moment by moment, these vehicles will reflect the perfection of eternal youth, vibrant health, and infinite physical perfection. The carbon-based frequencies are ascending into the crystalline-based solar light frequencies. And my vehicles are now returned to the full dominion and service of my I Am presence. It is done, and so it is. Beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am. With the God-victorious success of this miraculous healing process, this gift from beloved Mother Mary, I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical, tangible presence in the world of form. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my earthly bodies in previously unknown ways. This identical activity of light is taking place through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. The initial impulse of the shift of the ages occurred during an activity of light that was referred to as harmonic concordance. This activity of light took place in November of 2003. During that time, hundreds of thousands of light workers around the world joined heart flames and created a mighty pillar of divine love that extended from the core of the earth into the very heart and mind of our omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, all that is. In response to this unprecedented outpouring of love by humanity, our Father, Mother, God opened a portal of light that descended from the core of creation back through every heart flame into the heart of Mother Earth. This allowed more powerful frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity than we have ever known to bathe the earth and all life evolving upon her. This powerful influx of light blazed through the heart flames of embodied lightworkers and pierced through all time frames and dimensions back to the initial impulse of our fall from grace, which took place millions of years ago. This powerful light from the heart of God shattered the obsolete matrices and archetypes of the human miscreations that humanity had precipitated throughout the ages. The primal life substance from these shattered archetypes was then mercifully transmuted back into light. This purging process cleared the way for higher frequencies of divine consciousness to flow through every electron of energy on earth. This created a fluid field of unmanifest divine potential. Now, awakened lightworkers are being asked by the Company of Heaven to use our creative faculties of thought and feeling to imprint new patterns of perfection from the causal body of God, which is the frequency of light where everything begins, the realms of cause, and to project these patterns onto the newly formed fluid field of divine potential. The divine intent of our mission now is to quickly establish the archetypes and the matrices that will assist humanity in transforming this planet into the perfection of the new earth, which will be truly heaven on earth. Never in recorded history has radical, revolutionary change been more possible. And never has humanity's collective shift into divine consciousness been more probable. Miraculous changes are daily and hourly taking place within every man, woman, and child, as we each, with clear intent, consciously focus on both our personal and planetary transfiguration. Through our collective efforts, our victory is assured. Light is infinitely more powerful than our fragmented, fear-based thoughts and feelings, which are normally generated through our lower human ego. Our God self has the ability to magnetize incredibly powerful patterns of perfection and project them onto this fluid field of divine potential. The light of God is increasing on earth, and it is pouring through the I Am presence of every evolving soul, whether that person is consciously aware of it or not. Humanity's fifth dimensional solar spines and our fifth dimensional solar chakras and all of the corresponding solar meridians are being recalibrated to withstand higher frequencies of light than we have ever been able to endure. This act of divine intervention and grace is lifting every person higher and higher into the fifth dimensional frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity. The 12 solar chakras and the corresponding solar meridians that have now been activated within our fifth dimensional solar spines are unique, and they radiate light in ways that we have not experienced in the past. Each fifth dimensional solar chakra radiates all 12 solar aspects of deity all of the time. The multifaceted rays of light pulsating through every chakra are known as the circle of the sacred 12. Each chakra radiates light in all directions. It is a sphere of light like a miniature sun, pulsating with all of the multidimensional, multifaceted divine qualities in the circle of the sacred 12. In order for us to really experience this miraculous gift and the power contained within these frequencies of light, I'd like for you to just gently close your eyes and follow me through this visualization for a moment as your I Am presence now through these newly transfigured bodies expands even more frequency of this solar aspect of deity through you so that you can truly feel, experience, and know the magnitude of this precious gift of life. For just a moment, close your eyes as I share with you the colors and the divine qualities of the 12 solar aspects of deity. Feel this powerful light expanding through your solar chakras. Each of the 12 solar chakras are in alignment along your solar spine, beginning with the crown chakra at the top of your head and ending with the root chakra at the base of your spine. These 12 fifth-dimensional solar chakras are still within your body. They're just closer together than the 7 chakras that you're familiar with are. All of these energies pulsate through each of the 12 chakras all of the time. For our purposes here, I'm going to invoke them one by one. And as I do, just for a moment, feel this light and these divine qualities radiating through each of your 12 chakras. First, we will experience the first solar aspect of deity, which is sapphire blue. Each of your 12 chakras is now pulsating as a sapphire blue sun, and the divine qualities radiating out through each chakra are the God qualities of divine will, illumined faith, power, protection, and God's first cause of perfection. Now we will experience the second solar aspect of deity. This is a sunshine yellow radiance of light. All 12 chakras become a radiant yellow sun. And the divine qualities radiating out through these 12 fifth-dimensional solar chakras are the qualities of enlightenment, wisdom, illumination, understanding, perception, and constancy. Now we will experience the third solar aspect of deity, which is a magnificent crystalline pink radiance of light. Feel the 12 crystalline pink suns radiating through your chakras and your solar spine, beginning with the crown chakra and ending with the root chakra. These crystalline pink suns are pulsating with the divine qualities of transfiguring divine love, tolerance, adoration, and reverence for all life. Now we will experience the fourth solar aspect of deity, which is a blazing white light. All 12 of your chakras are now blazing white suns, pulsating with the divine qualities of the fourth solar aspect of deity. The divine qualities of purity, hope, the immaculate concept, restoration, resurrection, and ascension. Now we will experience the fifth solar aspect of deity. This aspect reverberates with a magnificent emerald green light. All 12 of our chakras become emerald green suns of light, pulsating with the divine qualities of the fifth dimensional, fifth solar aspect of deity, the qualities of illumined truth, healing, consecration, concentration, and inner vision. Now we experience the sixth solar aspect of deity. This aspect pulsates with the magnificent ruby gold frequency of light, a scintillating multicolored ray. Each of our 12 chakras becomes a ruby gold sun, pulsating with the divine qualities of ministering grace, healing, devotional worship, and eternal peace. Now we experience the seventh solar aspect of deity, which is a beautiful violet flame. Each of our 12 solar chakras become radiant violet suns, from the deepest purple to the most magnificent lilac colors. These violet suns are pulsating with the divine qualities of freedom, liberty, justice, victory, mercy, compassion, forgiveness, transmutation, and God's infinite physical perfection. We now experience the eighth solar aspect of deity, which is a magnificent aquamarine radiant light. All 12 of our chakras become aquamarine suns, pulsating with the divine qualities of clarity, lucidity, divine perception, and discernment. we now experience the ninth solar aspect of deity, which is magenta. This magnificent magenta light pulsates with the divine qualities of harmony, balance, assurance, and confidence. Each of our chakras is a magnificent magenta sun. Now we experience the 10th solar aspect of deity, which is a beautiful gold light. This golden light pulsates through all 12 chakras, and each chakra becomes a radiant golden sun. The divine qualities pulsating through these golden suns are eternal peace, prosperity, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Now we experience the 11th solar aspect of deity, which is a beautiful peach color. Each of our 12 fifth dimensional solar chakras becomes a radiant peach-colored sun of God's infinite light. And the divine qualities pulsating through these force fields of light are divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. And finally, we experience the 12th solar aspect of deity, which is a beautiful opal essence light. Each of our 12 fifth dimensional solar chakras is transformed into an opal sun of light, pulsating with the divine qualities of transformation and transfiguration. Now, each of our 12 solar chakras returns to the circle of the sacred 12, and all 12 solar aspects of deity pulsate through each chakra in perfect balance. In the fifth dimensional solar spine, every chakra reflects all of the aspects of deity all of the time. But if we want to amplify one of the aspects of deity for a particular reason, or in a particular situation, we simply ask our I Am Presence to increase that specific divine quality, and it will instantly expand through all 12 of our solar chakras simultaneously. For instance, if we want to increase the divine quality of healing through our physical bodies and project it to a person or a location on Earth, we just ask our I Am Presence to amplify the fifth solar aspect of healing. And the emerald green light then instantly blazes through all 12 of our chakras until each one becomes a resplendent emerald sun of healing. If we want to increase love, we ask our I Am Presence to amplify the third solar aspect of divine love. And the crystalline pink light then begins to blaze through all 12 of our solar chakras until each one becomes a resplendent pink sun of divine love. Our I Am Presence always monitors the situation, and when the appropriate amount of healing or divine love has been projected through our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the circle of the sacred 12 returns to perfect balance in each solar chakra. We can amplify one or more of the aspects of deity through our fifth dimensional solar chakras anytime we want to. And we can do it as often as we like, according to the need of the hour and our service to the light. We are all experiencing major changes through these newly activated fifth dimensional solar spines. the increase in vibration is actually altering and rebuilding our nervous system. These highways of light are being widened to accommodate an increase of divine consciousness that is now pouring into the planet. Our nervous systems are being strengthened to withstand higher levels of divine wisdom and sacred knowledge. Through this activity of light, humanity's spiritual brain centers are also being altered. They are being activated, and they're awakening through this new infusion of light. As divine consciousness filters into our outer minds, our I Am presence is releasing new visions of possibility in which peace and freedom are becoming tangible realities, and reverence for all life and abundance and eternal peace are becoming the order of the new day. Our fifth-dimensional solar chakras enable the physiological aspects of both the third and the fourth dimensions to be lifted into and merged with the multidimensional aspects of the infinite physical perfection of the fifth dimension. This process that is occurring through all of us, whether we're aware of it or not, is actually reordering our DNA into new expressions of eternal youth, vibrant health, and radiant beauty. These expressions are the natural reflection of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional solar light bodies. This event is creating a deep stirring and a change within each of us. And suddenly and miraculously, nothing is the same. Now it is time for us to utilize our new sacred gifts of transformation for the benefit of humanity and all life evolving on this planet. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are invoking our assistance in a vitally important facet of the divine plan. Please go within and kneel before the altar of divine love that's blazing in your heart. Listen for the still small voice of your inner guidance and respond to this clarion call according to the directives of your I Am presence. Each and every one of us has entered this physical plane to be an instrument of God during this miraculous and unique experiment that we are all going through. The key factor in humanity's ultimate awakening involves the remembrance of our oneness of all life. All life is interconnected, interdependent, and interrelated. There is no separation. Consequently, that means that with every thought, word, action, or feeling, we are either adding to the collective light of the world or to the shadows, which affects every particle of life in the whole of creation. With the unfathomable power and might of the new frequencies of the fifth-dimensional 12 solar aspects of deity, the remembrance of our oneness with all life is being accelerated into new physical manifestations by leaps and bounds. This is allowing us to restore the knowing of oneness in the hearts and minds of men, women, and children everywhere. Your heart commitment and your dedication to the light are vitally important factors in helping to establish the archetypes for healing humanity's separation from God and for healing the remembrance of the oneness of all life. If this were not the case, your I Am presence would not have magnetized this information into your sphere of conscious awareness. The more light workers there are who are willing to assist humanity in integrating the new frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity, the more effective we will be in encoding the new archetypes for heaven on earth on this fluid field of unmanifest divine potential. The need of the hour is for awakened lightworkers to join hearts and minds as we are today, and as we co-create a living, ever-expanding force field of light that will assist even the most asleep, resistant, recalcitrant souls to easily experience these new frequencies of divine consciousness and the 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity that are now flooding the planet. When we observe the things that are occurring on Earth, it looks as if we are centuries away from reaching a critical mass of vibration that would allow for heaven on Earth to become a manifest reality. What we must remember is that light is infinitely more powerful than fear. One lightworker focusing effectively on the light, drawing these patterns of perfection through their solar spine and chakras, can release enough positive energy to counteract the fragmented, fear-based, hate-filled thoughts and feelings of literally hundreds of thousands of people. In addition to that blessing, the beings of light have been given a rare cosmic dispensation by our Father, Mother, God. In order to help accelerate the awakening taking place on Earth, when a lightworker is working alone, the company of heaven has been granted permission to amplify that person's lightwork 1,000-fold. But when two or more lightworkers are working together, because of the need of the hour, the company of heaven has been granted permission to amplify our lightwork 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This confirms how important it is for us to join together in groups whenever possible, even if we're doing it as we are on this online broadcast and connecting with people in consciousness all over the world just through the focus of our attention and our willingness to be instruments of God with the divine intent of being a powerful force of light on this planet. This visualization that we're going to share now is designed to help awaken even the most recalcitrant souls and assist every neophyte and awakened soul to integrate these new frequencies of divine consciousness. As this force field of light is empowered through our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, we will move again closer to the perfection of heaven on earth. Once again, go within to the divinity of your heart and feel yourself becoming one with all that is. I am in-breathing and exhaling slowly and rhythmically. The holy breath of God is cleansing and purifying all of my bodies. The breath of God is lifting me up in energy, vibration, and consciousness. And I am ascending with all humanity through their I Am presence into the realms of eternal light and illumined truth. I now pass through a multidimensional doorway into a higher frequency of divine consciousness than I have ever known. And I am enveloped in a cascading, brilliant light which is reflecting the pristine beauty and the exquisite colors and divine qualities of the 12 solar aspects of deity. This resplendent light is pulsating with the music of the spheres. I am experiencing great ecstasy in my heart, and I know perfect calm and harmony in my mind. I have ascended into fifth-dimensional solar consciousness, and here my I Am presence is able to take full dominion of my very being. Here I know I am present. Through the divine consciousness of my I Am presence, I realize that a great pillar of light is radiating through me and through every man, woman, and child on earth. It is our 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spines. These spines are the finger of God Almighty pointing to planet Earth from out of the realms of eternal light, saying, "Here I am." Along this pillar of solar fire, I see and feel my 12 solar chakras of divine consciousness. I now accept my 12-fold fifth-dimensional solar spine and chakras as the luminous presence of my true being. This is what I am. The 12 fifth-dimensional solar aspects of deity now made manifest in the physical world of form. Through the oneness of all life, this multidimensional light is now pulsating through every person evolving on this planet, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Through the assimilation of this solar light, the I Am presence of every person takes dominion, and each person becomes both a planetary and a solar being. Each one now knows through all levels of consciousness, I am spirit and matter, unified on earth in perfect harmony. I serve through a planetary body, but I dwell in the divine consciousness of all that is. I realize that I am one with all of the magnificent force fields of light throughout infinity. And through my sincere heart call, these beings of light have come to join with me in manifesting the infinite perfection of heaven on earth. Daily and hourly, through every fiber of my being, these magnificent beings join me in consciousness through the power of my attention. And all I have to do is ask for their influx of divine light. The 12 solar aspects of deity are pouring through all of my 12 chakra centers. This infinite river of light now flows unimpeded through all of the aspects of my divinity, into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I am now releasing into this light all thoughts, feelings, memories, and experiences I have ever known that are less than the immaculate concept of my divine potential. I am embodied on earth to express my free will choice and to function as an instrument of God. And from this moment forth, through my consciousness and on behalf of all humanity, I consecrate my life force to fulfill this divine mission. And all is well. Legions of light expand the harmony of my true being. Fill my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies with the cosmic tones of harmony and balance, and draw the solar aspects of deity through my chakras daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take. I send forth deep gratitude to my Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven for the opportunity to participate in this glorious adventure. I now breathe in deeply and return my attention to the room as I become aware of my physical body, unified in oneness with all life on this blessed planet. precious hearts, I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this special time with me today and for your willingness to be an instrument of God during this cosmic moment of change and transformation on this planet. Join us next week as we continue to expand the light of the world. Create a wonderful week for yourself. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.